you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, you'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
Before you get the rest of the story, I'd love to share a quick message from today's sponsor.
Hey, y'all. Just going to take a quick break from this conversation to let you know about the sponsor of today's episode. That sponsor is, well, frankly, it's me. It's Lee Brown University. Look, it's no secret that real estate is crazy competitive, getting more so every day. And when the pie doesn't get any bigger, but the people wanting a piece of it do, you've got to figure out a competitive advantage. And that's why I created Lee Brown University. It's everything you need from soup to nuts, cradle to grave, point A to point B, whatever point B is. Each of you has different goals. So maybe you're a new to the career realtor, or you're a super experienced pro who can't figure out that next level. There's something in my course that's going to help you break through. It's designed for you before I even met you. So enroll in Lee Brown University today. You go to www.leebrownu.com and I'll see you there. Now back to this amazing content.
Hello, friends. Lee Brown here, and you have landed on Crazy Shit in Real Estate, and we have a repeat guest today. Shannon Bryan is back with us again, one of my amazing realtor friends from the Raleigh, North Carolina market. Spoiler alert, it's not related to her first episode. She's just experienced more crazy real estate life, so we'll connect to her first visit on the show in the show notes. If you want to pause here, go to the show notes and listen to her the first time so you can enjoy it the second time, then that's on you. But for the rest of you, sit back, grab your exercise bike if that's what you're doing. Enjoy a little bit of chat about the market in 2021 and what she's seeing in Raleigh. I'll see you on the other side. So Shannon, of course, our viewers and listeners know that you are the queen of the Raleigh-Durham-Chapel Hill area in North Carolina, just a couple of short hours north of me on Interstate 85. So tell them why you came back to visit me again. And by the way, friends, don't be upset and nervous. I'll have the link to her other episode in the show notes. I know y'all want to go back and revisit it because she's fantastic. So Shannon, talk to us a little bit. What you been doing in real estate?
Well, I miss you, of course. That's the number one reason. It's just a chance to chat, right? I've had some more crazy stuff happen that I felt like I needed to share with you, clearly.
So. All right. So first of all, we should give y'all the alert. We're recording this in July of 2021 when the market is still stupid. And it is definitely a seller's market. And our buyers are alternately excited and depressed. And it's very, very odd times. So full disclosure, realtors are a lot of us on edge right now. Just go ahead and lay that out there.
Yeah,
so Shannon, you know, speaking of that, you know, tell us what you have experienced in the Raleigh area in the wild market. Because in addition to the markets being wild everywhere, you guys got that giant announcement of Apple bringing 3,000 jobs to the Raleigh area, which just adds demand. So yay.
Yay. The funny thing is, you know, Apple's bringing in 3,000 jobs all at one time, but we have IBM and SAP and Lenovo and all these other companies, which as a whole bring in just as many jobs every year. So of course it makes the headlines. Everybody gets really uppity. And then we have to go back to clients and say, y'all know they hire way more than that in RTP every year anyways.
Is that the title of our episode, Apple?
It is. That special. It may not be available on any Apple platform if we say that, but no,
but all the Android users are all going, see, I've been telling y'all.
No, so having Apple come obviously is very special. It puts us on a very short list of great places that they have chosen to grow their business. We love that. We've been compared to Austin a million times. We've been compared to Atlanta a million times. I know we're way better accent too, but it just goes to show that like even big companies that haven't been here since the 60s or didn't start here also want to be here as well. But the funny thing is I talk to clients all the time and they're just like, oh, well, I'm going to wait for this to settle down. So we have something, you guys have it too, called FastStats that our MLS, we put together for us. So it's independent of any brokerage. This is just raw data, right? Not influenced by any brokerage. And you have to go back to September of 2014 to actually find a buyer's market in Raleigh. This is not Corona. This is not Apple. We've not had more than 3 months of inventory since September of 2014. which is where we kind of feel like it's balanced about three months.
Should we let the cat out of the bag? Because it's so funny to me, like Raleigh's a big city, Charlotte's a big city, but of all the other big cities, we're the only ones they add comma NC. I'm like, now y'all know that Austin's in Texas, but you just say Austin. But if we say Raleigh, they're like Raleigh, North Carolina, which that's always cracked me up. Just notice that they use our state. But the three top states for projected growth would be Florida, Texas, and North Carolina. So it's been here for a long time, but you know, we have four seasons, beaches and mountains and lots of education and really cool people. And we are handily located with 85 and 40 and 74 will eventually be an interstate at some point. So talk to us a little bit about craziness in the Raleigh market, not market craziness, because that's ubiquitous.
I have some other quick stories to share with you, but one quick story. It's all closed, so I can talk about it now. But we actually had a contract come through, and I'm a broker in charge, so I'm checking paperwork and doing things like that. I kind of had to just double take and look at the numbers. So it was a $350,000 house, and they put $100,000 down in due diligence, $250,000 down in earnest money.
No. Okay, so hang on a minute. We got to tell y'all something, listeners. Now, if you're a consumer just enjoying stories, you might not know what this means. And if you're a realtor in other states, you also don't know due diligence that Shannon just like rolled off her tongue, $100,000. That is non-refundable. So that means if you did not buy this $350,000 charmer of a house, that $100,000 is gone. It's in the seller's bank account. Like they have cashed the check. It's there. And I have seen some high due diligence deposits. I can't even imagine. Like, I think I would have heart palpitations over a buyer even suggesting it, much less one of the agents if I'm doing compliance. So how long did it take to scrape you up out of the floor when you saw that paperwork?
Well, I made a phone call and I said, is this right? And she goes, yeah, they want the house. And they basically figure they're paying cash anyway, so why not just put it all in there? They have money to fix whatever's wrong with it. And so they just did it. And this happened to be an investor that she had worked with before. So they had a very good relationship. But still, I had some indigestion, some heartburn about it. And I was very happy when it closed. And I was just like, oh, I'm so glad everything's great and everybody's happy. But no, I've personally had to handle $40,000 due diligence checks. And I'm like, please get this out of my hands as fast as possible. I do not want to be responsible for this bad boy. And
well,
please
girl,
give me some signatures right here.
After seeing 140's got to feel easy peasy. You're like, that's no big deal at all. That's just a car, like a new car, a brand new car.
That's better. And this is on a house that they plan on gutting once they get into it. I mean, it's just, I've not been doing real estate as long as you, but I've been here for a minute though. And I've just never seen anything like this. It's crazy.
And what we have to tell y'all, like, there's a lot of people out there, they hear a story like this and they want to start shaking a finger at the realtor. There's so many times that we, the realtor, like, are you for sure? But
this was the lawful instructions of her client. And she followed them.
It's also why you want a good professional realtor in your corner, because honestly, she knew how to advise them because they were her past clients. She obviously understood the schematics of that house and the neighborhood and the whole picture. But if you are trying to go real estate alone ever, first of all, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. But second of all, you don't necessarily know all of the ins and outs of things like deposits. And that seems so basic when you go put a TV on layaway, like we are old days at the Kmart, and you would just put a little money down and keep a little paying. But with real estate, layaway is much, much bigger. And as realtors, we carry a lot of the liability there, which is why your agents are lucky to have you in place to be that compliance officer to take a look at things, especially knowing that our contracts just changed again. Yay.
Again. Yeah. No more 2 weeks, only one. That was the big one that was like a shocker to everybody.
I'm grateful.
I was like, y'all have to actually keep your closing dates and close on time.
I like the wiggle room because we can't control some of the third parties, lenders, closers, and processors, but
Let me tell you, this is why I love a VA loan. People don't realize this about a VA loan, but you have to have your appraisal back in 14 days. It is guaranteed. And people think, oh, I'm going to have all these repairs or I have to pay for the termite. It's less than $100. Y'all get it over with. And these people served our country and fought to defend your freedoms. Like, y'all can pay for a termite report. My daddy's Navy. Like, come on. Yes.
Salute the duck. Now is when we salute the duck, people, when we talk about our vow.
But it's a great loan. It's guaranteed money. These people, many times, especially in this market, they're also still bringing a good down payment, even though they get 100% financing. But that appraisal has to be back in 14 days. And there's no other loan that you can hold the appraiser to the fire like that. It's a great loan.
That's a wonderful point. And it's also a reminder to agents, do what's best for your client, because what Shannon just described is that that VA loan might be the best thing for your client. And frankly, if I run into an agent who's complaining about VA loans, it's actually a sign that they haven't done one in a long time, because they're one of the most efficient processes we have. The only time they were awful was probably in the days before you were in real estate, when we had to drive to Salisbury to get the certificate of eligibility in writing from that grumpy old chain smoking woman who worked down there. And now you can get that online. So it's changed the picture a lot. Mm-hmm. So friends, if you're a realtor, you need to make sure that you've asked your clients, first of all, have they ever honorably served the country? Are they active duty or retired military? So they can know that those options are out there. And then if you do find out, make sure you've got a lender that's able to talk about the process. And thirdly, be willing to call listing agents. Although don't be condescending if you call to ask if they understand VA. You'll love this, Shannon. So you brought up VA. I have a listing right now. It's a starter price point in Concord. And a buyer's agent called me and she said, I don't know if you've ever done a VA loan, but I want to walk you through the process. They're not scary. And I need you to tell your seller they're not scary. And I may have been in a bad mood when I called her back, because I did call her back and say, honey, don't talk to other agents in that super condescending tone of voice and assume that other agents don't know anything. And then she never showed the house, which to me meant that she didn't like getting fussed at. So she kept her clients out of a house, which to me is a violation of the code of ethics, just saying. But anyway.
Oh, well, there's a lot of it going around right now. So, I mean, we've seen stuff all over Facebook. So there may have been some people removed from some board positions because of some craziness and whatnot. But you know what? The thing I love about our industry, and I preach this to my agents, I preach this at Women's Council, anybody that will listen, I preach this, is that code of ethics is what separates us from everybody else. We hold ourselves to a higher standard. And if we do not self-police, the government will 100% step in, and they are not going to be as efficient, and they're not going to be as kind as we are. Look at what they did to the mortgage industry. And so when people come in like, I don't want to report this person, I feel bad. I'm like, A, it's anonymous. And B, do you want everybody just to get away with everything? I mean, that's mass mayhem. We're already dealing with heightened tension. Why would you want to throw in code of ethics violations in the middle of that as well? That seems to me just silly. So I'll find out what the property is and I just go report them.
Well, you're supposed to. I mean, you can't remove a bad apple from the bunch if you let it lay there.
Absolutely.
We're in farmer's market season right now. You know, I bought a quart of blackberries at the farmer's market on Saturday, and the top ones looked amazing. Take off the top ones, and there were some Santa Claus beards in there. And I was so aggravated because I knew they snook them up in there because I wouldn't see them because of the pretty ones on the top. But what happens in berries, you know what happens if you leave the Santa Claus beards in there.
Oh, yeah. The whole bushel goes bad.
And that's why I'm
the same with realtors.
Be like Shannon and self-report and self-police. Because
the it doesn't mean you need to be ugly. But
I didn't say be ugly, but if somebody's in violation.
Another story I can share with you. I had an experience recently where one of my sweet agents put a house under contract, and we were the second person to put it under contract. And we did a septic inspection. There might have not even been a septic system there. Like, this thing was blown. It was very obvious if you walked in the yard, it was not working properly.
Was the house vacant?
It was vacant at the time, but had not been vacant for very long. And so we called the listing agent and we were like, hey, by the way, did you know this? And he was like, well, I don't actually walk them. My team doesn't. And I was like, well, your name is on this house. And so you assume some responsibility on that. So we need to have a conversation about this. By the way, this is clearly a material fact that you'll need to disclose if you're not willing to work with us. So, you know, with the market being what it is, he told us to go take a hike. Well, he put it back under contract the next day. And my sweet little agent called that agent, the new agent, said, did he disclose this to you? Because we sent him the report. And she said, well, no. And those new owners got a brand new septic system because he did not want to get called on the table. And he called and left me a very ugly voicemail about how I shouldn't do that. And I questioned myself for just a second. So I called sweet Will Martin, who is our backup at NC Realtors. Very, very smart.
He's a lawyer. If you're listening or watching, yes. Will Martin is like an amazing attorney.
He's amazing.
Who looks so
out I called Will and I was like, did I do something wrong? And he was like, oh God, no, I wish more people would do this. I was like, okay, just checking, because it made me question myself for a moment because he was so ugly. And I called him back and I was like, hey, by the way, I just feel the need to disclose to you that I'm not only on the Raleigh Regional Board, but I'm also actually on the NC Board as well. And this is clearly an issue.
I was right.
And I was right. Well, I was trying to not be, again, ugly, but I really don't think that you want to continue to push this, because he was like, oh, we're going to see you. We're going to do this, that, and the other. And I was like, and oh, by the way, if you'd like to call Will Martin, his phone number is, and he'd love to have a conversation with you. And I didn't hear from him again. He got real quiet after that. But he tried to bully me because he's this big listing agent down in part of the county. And I was like, I don't care who you are. Again, we have a code of ethics that we live by.
Well, and material facts are material facts. So mm-hmm. listeners and viewers, if you're not familiar, material fact is something that you have the right to know. And as realtors, we are held to a standard by the state. Actually, as a licensee, you're held to that standard, much less being a realtor. Mm-hmm. If we know about it, we have to tell it. And you can't say to us, well, keep your mouth shut over here. We have to let people know if the septic system's not working, if the shit's got to go somewhere, let's just call it what it is. And that's why I asked if it was vacant, because that's where you have some issues on septic systems, vacant houses. You don't always know. But if you know, yeah. you're supposed to tell, because that's the right thing to do. I mean, you know, I like to watch trash TV. I like to watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. And I'm always tickled when there's some candidate, or don't you call them a suspect, whatever, when they forget to tell somebody they have kids. I'm like, that's a pretty big item you had ought to disclose, because those are lives mm-hmm. in the balance, and real estate is also lives in the balance. And I think that's the first time I've compared real estate to Bachelor and Bachelorette. So I may have to expound on this and make it into a class.
I feel like that's a whole different episode. I think
there's a whole thing going on here.
I love it. I love it.
So Shannon, if somebody wants to find a realtor in the Raleigh area and they need somebody who's unafraid to call the truth what the truth is, and somebody that's also willing to look at the details and also has professionals to call in the event of that moment of fleeting self-doubt, the person who leads other realtors in the marketplace in a way that makes us all better, how can they find you?
I am super easy to find at shannonbryan.realtor. I mean, how much easier could that be?
I mean, it's so easy, except people can't spell Shannon or Brian anymore, because let's just talk about how the English language is being hammered. So show notes, it's okay, friends. If you're terrible at spelling, don't worry. You know, realtors aren't really good at math, and so we're great at other things. Show notes has all of Shannon's contact information, including her social handles. You definitely want to hang out with her and reach out if you have any needs in Raleigh. And by the way, I'm just so glad that you're willing to be a broker in charge who pays attention to compliance. And so high five, sister, high five on that. And I hope to see you in person very soon, because, you know, we've got realtor meetings are starting to happen again.
We do. I'm very excited about Wilmington. Yay.
All right, people, if you want to be like Shannon and come on the show, find me on social. Otherwise, make sure you click that subscribe button, because you totally want to hear more stories from this side of real estate. And we'll see you next time. As always, I am so super thrilled that you joined in for more crazy shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or frankly, you just need to one-up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown, or tweet me at Lee Brown, or frankly, any social network where you hang out. I'm there. And if you had some fun, then you totally want to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.